coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
Sperm bag of Sounders. Bananas kind of pissed me off.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
Tangerines are whores.
Well, that was literally the
couch.
How'd
that happen?
Oh, my God.
Couch cushions. Yeah, well, that's kind of like actually where I've...
It was destiny, yeah. Chris. Let's just say
anyways,
it was destiny.
Welcome to Last Call!
Holy shit, I'm your host, Knox, and with me today on Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm Knox, and with me today is Chris and Big Earn.
Yeah,
we're both here.
I'm your density.
And for guests, we have Carl Gunderson from Prairie Home Brewers Companion. Hey.
Hello.
And we have John Arum, comedian.
How's it going?
I guarantee you, you've heard before. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Yo-yo champion of the world.
Yes.
Woo.
All right. Well, international. Yo-yo.
So we just got done recording the Oktoberfest 2021 episode, and that was a good time. We had some unexpected numbers and shit. And that episode, Ice Wind won. Fairly square.
No,
you're not
right.
Who was
Swing Barrel?
Swing Barrel won.
Good
fair
job.
And square. I'm
dude,
sorry.
You were just fucking on.
I'm
it.
Drunk.
Like, we literally just got done. It's not like it was last week.
Nope.
Yeah. This is like 15 minutes ago.
I may have drank a little bit.
Yeah, well, it happens from time to time when you're on a drinking podcast.
Yes. Were you having some of this Evan Williams single barrel?
That's actually my favorite daily sipper, all honesty.
That's pretty good. I had some of that.
But here's what I will say. We decided to up our game a little bit and go to
Chris, did you agree
call?
To up your game?
A last call?
Because I don't remember agreeing to up my game.
I'm going
to
be mediocre as fuck.
Just call me Engelbert. Just call me Engelbert.
Nice.
Humperdink, humperdink, humperdink.
Okay, so we came from the Oktoberfest episode, and there's a couple things that we missed. That were actually dropped around the time of Oktoberfest beers. And the first one's going to be...
The can got dented a little bit, but it's still okay.
So what happens when you drop a can?
Huh. Drop a can?
Tell who the dads are.
All right. Well, this is going to be...
Knox, you look like you're getting upset.
I'm trying to get to the fucking topic here. Okay,
it's taking so long? Jesus Christ. The beer's getting warm.
Okay, all right. This is from Icewind Brewing. This is their Fest beer, their Dirndl Dropper Fest beer. This is 5.9% ABV, 20 IBUs. If German Oktoberfest were a Gen Xer, the Fest beer would be its millennial younger brother. Paler, trendier, not as strong. Brewed with heirloom Germany barley and hopped with Hallertau Middle Fru, this pale lager perfectly balances malt and hops for dangerous drinkability.
Oh. I like that description. I get some grain on the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost wet hayish.
Yeah.
But not. And
it's very
but
light.
Very, though. Very light wet hay.
Yeah. And like with any of these Marzen style or Fest beers, it's going to be the nose is not going to be very much at all. You're going to have to really get your nose literally in it and then maybe suck up some coke off of that hooker's ass.
I typically snort my beers now. Yep. Yeah, it's a new phase. Yeah.
So unless you do
it's
that.
It's always been your thing.
It's always been your thing.
I'm kind of into it. Yeah, yeah. Who doesn't like a
you're
little
you're known
wet
for
nose.
It now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The audience knows.
So at 5.9, this is by far not the lightest as far as alcohol percentage that we've had of the Oktoberfest style beers.
No, I think that can weigh about 12 ounces.
16, actually.
Fluid ounces is by volume.
I was gonna,
but whatever. I do like this one. I do get some copper pennies on the taste.
Yeah, same.
A little bit.
Yep. I almost like smelt it in the aroma a little bit too. Like mm-hmm. It was like a prelude to it.
I think it's the hops.
Yep. It's maybe the Hallertau Middle Fru.
Yeah, pretty hoppy beer for an Oktoberfest or Fest tile.
So what?
It's
what,
got some tanginess and some like almost fruit notes to it.
Carl, what's the difference between American barley and German barley as far as taste goes?
I'm going to go with location as the biggest. Woo!
beat you to it, Ernie. Suck on that one, fuck boy. I was reaching for my calculator.
Jesus Christ. All right.
Well, good question. I don't know. There are certainly different varieties of barley, and I'm sure there are historical varieties that have been raised in Germany. But tell you the truth, I don't know what they are.
Is that like an heirloom kind of thing, maybe?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah, perhaps.
All right.
Although, when you, you know, brew it.
You better roll that one. It's a Hefeweizen.
Well, he was rolling it before the show.
What to do. Like, several times.
Okay.
He doesn't roll with it. He just does the can now. But he used to just hold it in his arms and roll on the floor himself.
Actually, and my chair does swivel.
In Mox's backyard.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. What do we got? Any other notes on this Icewind Fest beer? I mean, other than I think this is a very drinkable one.
It's tasty and crushable, but like I said, that like I don't know. I get some light fruitiness to it, which I don't expect or anticipate to have in a Fest style beer.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like out of style or out of characteristic.
Nope. Yeah, that one.
There.
I could down a few of these.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, for sure.
Highly crushable.
Right. Yeah.
And
very
5.9% is still pretty respectable for it to be crushable like that.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to rate this out of 6, which we can do now.
Well, yeah, why not?
On our last fall episode. I would rate this one easily 4.75. Good job, Icewind. I mean, they won the last episode on October Best Beers.
No, they did not.
Again.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did not.
Icewind did not win?
No, Swing Barrel.
Swing Barrel.
Still, God, I still keep the champion.
Still fucking that up.
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. I might have been drinking.
Somebody should
I think that's what he said the last time.
Would you like some notes from last time, Amy?
All right.
Flashcards.
Bigger, and what do you got?
450.
So, I mean, it's no Hackershore who won earlier today.
I'm sorry, okay?
I'm doing my best. Well, your best isn't good enough.
Well, this is why it's the last call.
Try harder. Chris.
Oh, you want me to rate it? Well, I guess if we were going to, I'd call it by the correct name and say Icewind. What else would I do? If I'm judging the style, it's going to be a little bit lower. But I'm just judging on drinkability today. Mm. That's my rule. And yep. I'm going to give it a 4.75 as well.
Nice. Excellent. Carl, what do you think?
I brought this beer. I really like it a lot. I bought an extra 4-pack for myself Friday night. So this is a score from what?
Zero to six in quarter increments.
In quarter increments. And,
yes. 2.5, 0.5, 0.75.
Thanks for explaining that.
Well, some people might be confused by that.
Sure. Some people might be confused by what beer we're drinking.
Bigger number, better score?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I'd give us like a 5.25.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
How about you, John?
I'm going to agree with Carl, actually. Yeah. The 5.25, just a good experience. So, all around. I do like the fruitiness that I taste in there a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, yeah. That's why if I was rating 2 style, though, I would have probably given it a lower number because I don't think that it should probably have that for an Oktoberfest beer.
Absolutely correct.
You're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Did you see that, guys? Absolutely correct.
Absolutely correct.
Uh-huh.
You that are, Chris, guy. You are the winner for today's champion. Episode. Yes, you are. You're the champion.
Get the belt.
I got the belt, too, but it was something different when I was younger.
That's for talking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, mouthing off. Yeah, I got one of those, too.
Anyways, I got hit with whatever they could find.
What do we got for an average there, Bigger?
So average for Icewind's Fiest beer. Is 4.90.
That was a really good way to say it.
Thanks. So, next.
It sucks.
All right. Anyways.
It does not suck.
It does not suck. This next one is from Swing Barrel, and it is their Fräulein Hefeweizen L. So, this is wheat beer. We've been over this on this episode, and not only do we love weeded bourbons, but we also love weeded beer.
I love weeded things.
Weeded things are delicious.
I like wheat pennies.
The mouthfeel is so pillowy soft.
Huh? I have a few of those.
The sweetness is delicious.
The head retention is pretty.
Yeah, and they're still head. I can still see lacing on my glass when I swirl it about. And this is like 3 minutes.
To and
fro. Yeah, after I poured it. Good head retention. Swing Barrel, killing it. I smell a little bit of cloves, some banana, some bubble gum.
That's what I taste.
Which is what I want from a Hefeweizen. Yeah.
This like you get real, some of that wet hay funkiness.
Checks a lot of the boxes that you're looking for.
Yeah, Belgian yeast just fucking kicks this one off in perfect form. Man, this is I think if we would have had this on the Hefeweizen episode, this would have killed everybody.
Well, you're posturing now.
I am. I may even be redundant. I don't even know.
Hey, it's going to be reflective, you know?
Whatever words are.
whatever buzzwords I should say to get this out.
To keep this going. Hashtag
buzzwords.
So, reflection.
This is a bit thin, though, when you drink it.
I think it's kind of thick, actually. Mm. I thought it was.
So,
I get a good smooth mouthfeel.
Yeah.
I think it finishes a little dry. That's the only knock I'd have on it. Finishes a little dry. It shouldn't be dry like that to finish. Yep.
It's a weird tanginess to it, though, in my mouth right
and
now.
And initially?
Tangy, like almost like citrus, like a high citrus, lemon-ish pledge.
In the initial, right? Or are you talking more about the after?
The finish.
I just get like, yeah, tanginess on the sides of my tongues. All tongues, like I got a bunch of them in there.
Like bipedal?
I knew it.
I got a bifurcated tongue.
I'll get my tongue out of your mouth.
Snake.
Bifurcated.
It's okay in the tongue world, but bifurcated penis, that's weird.
Oh, yeah. Those porns are awesome. Hard to find them.
You killed the yo-yo champion.
I'll get your tongue out of my mouth. I just can't.
Oh, shit.
Oh. You broke
I actually
me.
Have a fucking sounder that says that.
So, Carl, you said it kind of has that dry finish. I get that, too. After a while now, it's like right on the top of my tongue. It's almost makes you have to drink more just to keep your tongue wet.
Yeah.
God damn them.
Wet your whistle.
Hold on. Here it is.
I wish I had your tongue in my mouth.
I wish I had your tongue
in my mouth. I wish I had your tongue in my mouth.
That was so 5 minutes ago.
Well, put your tongue in it.
It broke me, though.
But anybody else have anything to say about the beer?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done.
This. I think this would have won the Hefeweizen.
I'm gonna. Well, yeah. I I think it was a little too. Yeah, a little tanginess too for dry. Me. But I think it's really, really good. I'm gonna give it a. I'm gonna go with 4.75. That's just gonna be my number today, I think.
Okay, Carl.
4.75. Yeah. It should have been cloudier, actually, for a Hefe. I'm not sure we got enough roll on it.
Fucking Ernie. God damn it.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, then.
You're just going to ruin it.
You're the goddamn can roller.
Drink the rest of the can.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
My nickname in high school is can roller.
Finish that off, Carl.
I don't know what that means.
Well, now it looks just like a. All right, what do you got, John?
I feel like it's too hazy now.
It's all suds. John, what do you got for a number, buddy?
I'm going to do 5.5. I really, really like this one.
I'm going to do the same.
So, yep.
I'm going to do 5.5 as well. Damn near. You know what? I'm going to, 5.75.
Ooh.
I just love the clove, the bubblegum notes, the Belgian yeast that they did. They just, I think they played with it so much that it just came out great in this beer. That Belgian yeast.
I play with it only in the shower.
They played with it so much that it just came out.
Yep. they fingered it well. And it just
when you edit this, go back to that, and that's going to be a sounder.
Baron, what do you got?
4.25.
All right. Chris.
Should we start over?
No,
we're good. I'll do 4.75 again. Carl, do you want to change your mind? Knox has given us the option now.
Oh, come on. I already put the white out away.
Yeah, you don't get to just... Yeah.
So the average for swing barrels, Hefeweizen, is 5.0.
I like how you sneeze it out.
Said with
wish you weren't so fucking awkward, bud.
Sorry, I gotta open this next beer after I roll it for the fourth time.
Yep. So this
I'm kind
is
of excited for this one.
So this next one is actually Junkyard's Money Honey, or Honey Money, which is it?
I think it's Honey Monet. It's French.
Monet,
you're ridiculous. Yeah,
Monet.
Looks like pear juice.
Mooney. Paul Mooney.
Paul Mooney's great.
All right. So this is we brewed this blonde ale with the holy trinity of peanut butter, banana, and local honey from Three Bears Honey Company here in Moorhead for a delicious take on the iconic Elvis sandwich. And we love honey here because why, Ernie?
Bears of honey and I'm a Pooh Bear. Yum, 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 yum.
Jeez, Ernie, you sound just like Winnie the Pooh today.
Right? Oh, bother.
That's Eeyore.
That's Eeyore. I know. I get peanut butter on the nose, and I don't think I can get past it.
All right.
It's kind of sweet peanut butter.
So it's a very opaque. It's a very nice, light, wheat-colored. You can see your fingers through it. It's supposed to be a...
What now? Your fingers out of it.
Oof, that aroma.
It's yeah, lots.
Peanut butter, honey, it's a blonde banana ale. Lager.
So it's got a higher temperature yeast fermentation because it's an ale. So it's top fermented.
This is the one that I've had this one at Junkyard actually.
So. Mm, I get peanut butter and banana, and I get all three of those in the nose. It's weird.
I like a little bit. Mostly of chocolate.
Peanut I just butter. Get sweet peanut butter.
There's a lot of peanut butter, little bit of banana, little bit of honey is what I'm getting
on the aromas. Yep. Not a lot of head retention, though.
Oh, flat as a pancake.
Yep.
Yeah, it ran away the second. Like, you see the head, and it just went, just dissipated immediately.
I'm out of here.
Yep. Too many adjuncts. Now, on the flavor, holy shit. Have you guys tried this yet?
Peanuts,
butter, and jelly. I get some sweetness at the end, which that's might be honey. That banana and honey.
Oh, man.
To me, it tastes like jelly.
Dude, I get all three of those notes. I get the peanut butter. You get the honey.
Yep.
I get the banana, too. It's weird.
It's not, like, unpleasant, though, either. It's like...
Unless you're Chris.
I don't get a whole bunch of banana.
I don't
bananas
get a lot of
banana. Bananas kind of piss me off.
Not a bunch.
I mean... Almost like banana peel. Piss
me off. Yeah, don't we heard it?
Yeah.
The first four times.
Just maybe put it on a loop, Knox. Don't have to work so hard.
I mean...
Bananas kind of piss me off.
I could. Just kidding. But... All right, obviously I'm drinking, but yes, this is very delicious.
I feel like I could blend this with ice and it'd be like a daiquiri or something. What's with the...
This reminds me banana of honey daiquiri. Honey grams.
Yeah. You guys ever had honey grams? I was trying to figure out what snack I was trying to...
Fucking peanut butter honey grams.
Which they like don't make as much anymore.
They don't make them anymore, I don't think, either. Let's look it up.
It's on eBay for $100. You could have one snack pack.
The price of everything's going up right now. Gold grams, just ridiculous.
Oreos are fucking $3.99.
Right?
Yeah,
that's skyrocketing.
It seems like that's got a pretty good balance of the peanut butter and the sweetness.
I'm less mad at this than I anticipated. I typically, obviously, hate peanut butter beers. I don't like bananas. We've kind of gone over that. So this has two of my three least favorite things, and it's pretty all right.
What's the third?
Maybe you're just becoming an accepting man.
What's the third least favorite thing?
Oh, these are honey Teddy Grahams.
It's got three things in it. I didn't like two of them.
I swear they made a peanut butter one. Maybe like the elementary schools were like, hey, stop it.
Yeah. I think, of course, I'm biased on this. I think I would want a little bit more honey.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's very sweet.
Very sweet. Yeah. It's an interesting flavor, but I couldn't drink a lot of this.
Yeah.
I've already almost had
too much.
Yeah, one's good for me.
Yeah.
All right. Super duper. All right,
so who wants to start this one off as far as ratings?
I'll give it a
3.5. 3.5.
John?
Good job. I'm going to give it a 3. It's not my favorite, but it's not my least favorite. I just am not a big fan of banana, and that's kind of what I taste.
4.75. I like this one. I liked all those adjuncts. Big earn.
These are this kind of beer is the thing that people love or hate. It's a love-hate kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
There's nobody in between.
It's like I can appreciate a really thick, fruited sour, but I just don't like them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to drink them, but... That some that I've had and sampled, great. I just don't want to have a fucking 16 ounce of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Maybe 6 ounces is enough for me. Mm-hmm. Ernie, what do you got?
5.
Okay. Chris?
3.75.
So the average for a Junkyard's Money Honey is 4.0.
Wow. So the next one, do you want to do Blind Pig or do you want to do Pliny?
Kind of feel like we should leave the Pliny for last.
Okay, do the Blind Pig. That'd be the...
the one that says Blind Pig, yep. I'm guessing.
The brown label?
Just going
to... Nope.
It might have... It right might there. Have... Does it have Braille on the bottle?
Yeah, right here.
Fuck off.
This means bottom of bottle.
2 out of 5 earned.
What?
You made some really good ones today.
Come on.
Yeah, and now you get the applause.
Chris got that one. Chris got the applause on that one.
Good job. I'm the one that brought up the whole fucking
Braille. Hey, grab that Jägermeister bottle opener, you fucking slow guy, and crack that bottle after you roll it, of course.
Every successful comedian bombs.
It's not just, a heavy.
You have to do it on a podcast.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
You would roll it anyway.
I will roll a Miller Lite.
I'm getting it out of my system.
It's a thing now. I just like if I order something at a bar, I'll sniff it before I drink it. Doesn't matter what it is.
All right. Waitress? You don't sniff the waitress.
He gets a...
if man, he's cute enough.
Fuck. All right. All right, so this is from RussianRiverBrewing.com. This is their Blind Pig IPA. Full-bodied, very hoppy, with citrus, pine, fruity notes, and a nice, dry, bitter finish. Pub draft. Well, it's 6.25% ABV, and it's a medium bitterness. And that's all they say about it.
I'm sorry, what is it? It's ale?
Ale. IPA.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming because it's there... From San Francisco, right? Or San Diego?
San Diego.
Okay. Yeah.
Clarity is like...
San Diego. Whale's vagina.
Windsor, California. Santa Rosa. Yep.
That's a whale. It's a different whale part.
Actually, north of San Diego. North of San Diego.
Must be the elbow.
At least it was the blowhole. Sorry.
This smells fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, it is
oily.
It's damn near as clear as those lagers you're having with the Icewind Fest beer and stuff.
Head retention is decent.
Yeah, head retention is great. Now this one was
it's a little cloudy. But that's okay because
it is.
The hops cloudy. Usually it's allowed with a lot of hops to have a little cloudiness. That's the hops.
Bottled August 25th, 2021.
Yeah.
So this is still pretty fucking fresh.
I was going to say.
Thank you, my buddy Mark, for hooking me up with these.
Yeah, this is like fruity and floral and dank.
Oh, dank. So much dank resinness. I love this one. Passion fruit.
Yeah, me too.
Holy shit.
Oh my
damn, I actually kind of like this one.
This is
on the flavor too. You get pineapple, you get passion fruit right away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you get that juiciness.
It's a good bitterness.
Yeah.
That happens, you know.
The right acidity
after just a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of just dries out the top of your tongue
what?
Just a little bit.
It
dries out the top of your tongue a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, IPAs historically, if you went by the BJCP guidelines again, should be a little drier on the finish. But I, personal preference, I like them with a little more body like this, a little more malt backbone, balance out the bitterness. I like this a lot.
Yeah, this is.
I mean, there's so much like dark, like tropical fruit flavors just from the hops themselves.
Yeah.
These guys, I don't know how to make.
It makes you want summer again.
Yeah. Like,
I want to drink this on a really hot day and I don't know, play ping
play
pong.
Play some bags.
Something outside. Yeah, something outside. Not ping pong. Wrong game. I was thinking of one of the shuttlecocks. What's that one called?
Badminton?
Badminton.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Woo.
How about good mitten?
Good mitten?
Oh,
not when I'm playing.
Kittens?
I was not even going to go there.
You good got boy, a challenger
Ernie.
Today,
good
Ernie.
Good boy.